From the Heart, October 21, Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. During the Jewish economy, the influence of God's Spirit had been seen in a marked manner, but not in full. For ages, prayers had been offered for the fulfillment of God's promise to impart His Spirit, and not one of these earnest supplications had been forgotten. Christ determined that when He ascended from this earth, He would bestow a gift on those who had believed on Him, and those who should believe on Him. What gift could He bestow rich enough to signalize and grace His ascension to the mediatorial throne? It must be worthy of His greatness and His royalty. He determined to give His representative, the third person of the Godhead. This gift could not be excelled. The Spirit had been waiting for the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. For 10 days, the disciples offered their petitions for the outpouring of the Spirit, and Christ in heaven added His intercession. The Spirit was given as Christ had promised, and, like a rushing mighty wind, it fell upon those assembled, filling the whole house. It came with a fullness and power, as if for ages it had been restrained. On the day of Pentecost, Christ's witnesses proclaimed the truth, telling others the wonderful news of salvation through Christ. And as a flaming, two-edged sword, the truth flashed conviction into human hearts. People were brought under Christ's control. The glad tidings were carried to the uttermost bounds of the inhabited world. The church beheld converts flocking to her from all directions. The altar of the cross, which sanctifies the gift, was rebuilt. Believers were reconverted. Sinners united with Christians in seeking the pearl of great price. The prophecy was fulfilled. The weak shall be as David, and David as the angel of the Lord. Every Christian saw in his brother the divine similitude of benevolence and love. One interest prevailed. One object swallowed up all others. Every pulse beat in healthy concert. The only ambition of the believers was to see who could reveal most perfectly the likeness of Christ's character, who could do the most for the enlargement of His kingdom. The Spirit of Christ animated the whole congregation, for they had found the pearl of great price.